Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Buried, grab by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to an episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando, and alongside me, of course, is my uncle, Fuel Mike, better known as Michael Saris.
What's up?
What's up? A whole lot to get over in this episode. We got the Masters this week, recapping the Final Four of the Cavs championship season, but we have some breaking news going to show, as the Indians, or now known as the Guardians, agreed on Jose Ramirez extensions for 5 years, $124 million. A move that not many people thought was coming, but we're glad it did. I mean, Jose, he said he wanted to be in Cleveland, wanted to be part of this organization, and it's kind of rare to see that from players with the tribe. You know, they would like to be here, but they just couldn't get the contract right with the money and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the gem of Cleveland as far as organizations go. And, you know, a lot of people might not agree with that, but I believe so. And, you know, I think if they had the money, not just this year, but in the past years, I think because the organization is so solid, they would have been able to retain a lot of people, you know, or a lot of free agents. You know, probably what was the biggest signing in the last 6 years, other than this one?
I would say Edwin Encarnacion.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest one, you know. And the 1 year he got hurt, remember he had that bad, right? Bad ankle injury at, was that 17 when he sprained his ankle?
17, 18?
Was it 18? I can't remember.
One of those years.
You know, it's big news, and the Indians will make it news. Excuse me. Well, I'm going to call them the Indians.
Guardians.
But I think Jose made it real easy. Made it real easy on him. He wants to be here. He, on the open market, could make a lot more money, but he wants to be here, and he's got a no-trade clause. So it's a great deal. You know, it's good that he's going to be, an Indian for the next 5 years, right?
Yes, a Guardian for the next
Guardian, sorry. Guardian.
It's all right. Yeah. So many people getting used to it. How often I hear it on the radio, people calling them Indians. It's going to take some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. But we have to get into probably the biggest weekend in all of golf, the Masters, and a whole lot of news in it, but let's get to our ice cream bet picks for the 2022 Masters.
Okay, how do you want to do it? Do you want to do one and one and one? Do you want to do all three?
I think we'll do all three.
All right. Do you want to flip a coin and see who goes first?
Yeah, flip a coin.
All right. You call.
I'm going to call heads.
Where'd it go?
It went under the couch.
Oh, wait, here we go. It is tails.
Tails, all right.
So, that means you go first.
Okay.
Because I choose. Right. So go ahead. Lay them on me.
I'm going with Jon Rahm, Brooks Koepka, and Will Zalatoris.
Ooh, okay. Nice. All right. My picks are Cameron Smith, Scottie Scheffler, and I had, Scottie Scheffler, Cameron Smith. Oh, I might be changing my mind here. I'm going to go with JT. Justin Thomas. So we'll have three completely different ones.
Yes. I think we all made great picks right there. Pretty solid ones.
Well, they're all pretty high up there on the world rankings. Aside from Zalatoris, I think. I mean,
he played well there last year.
He did.
Came in second.
He did. He did at that. But I think everybody else is, well, I think everybody else is top 10 that we picked in the world. So.
And with that, you know, of course the big news going around past week, I would say, with the Masters is Tiger Woods. He's officially made his return to golf after 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that long since his car accident.
Right.
It's been over a year since he stepped foot on the course. The last course he stepped on was the Masters back in 2020.
Well, because they had, you know, they had the delay, and then he didn't play in. Did he play? So he played in 2020, and they had it in November.
Yeah, it was in November.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, it's big news. I mean, I guess he still officially hasn't said yes that he's playing. I mean, it's not been, but he's got a tee time and he's practiced today. So, you know, aside from anything drastic in the morning, he's making it happen. So, yeah, it'd be good to watch. I'm sure that's going to be a pretty big featured group on the, you know, the Masters website. How they do that? How you watch? You know, you can watch all the golf live on Masters.com. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll blow up computers tomorrow because I'm going to want to see it too. Everybody is, you know.
Yeah, everyone is. It's Tiger Woods. He just has that effect of not too many athletes really do, but other than I would say him and Michael Jordan do, just getting people to watch them because it's so great, and especially him now coming back after this injury he had the accident, which is just amazing. And I think a lot of people are expecting him to make the cut, but if he wins it, I would be shocked.
Oh, I think a lot of people would be, you know, astounded. I mean, you know, 14 months ago, you know, terrible accident, 50-50 whether he kept his leg. A lot of people said he might not play again. You know, you saw him for the first time hitting balls when he tweeted that. What was it, November, I think?
Yeah, it was.
Or maybe it was before that. Then he played with Charlie. And even when he was at the Genesis and he was talking to Nance, you know, it's given no indication. But I'm sure behind the scenes he's been working so hard. He's a hard worker. And, you know, it's going to be, I mean, the anticipation is unbelievable. I mean, literally. He moves the needle. You know, if he wasn't there, you know, all the stories would be, you know, maybe about Scottie Scheffler and Rahm and, you know, some of the stuff, but it's all going to be focused on Tiger, man.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I'm sure the network guys are just, you know, chomping the bit, because if he makes the cut, it's going to even be, you know, it's going to be better. If he's relevant on Sunday, you know, somewhere near the top 10, it's going to be mayhem. It'll be fun. It's going to be great. I mean, but you know, for me, I'm always glued to my TV. I've been watching the Masters I can't remember my first one, but it was probably in the 70s sometime.
Jack Nicklaus, probably.
Well, I can't remember the exact one. I mean, I remember 86, and I remember, late 70s, Lanny Watkins was in the mix, and I remember, I can't remember my first one. You know, I mean, it was, they used to only show the back nine.
Oh, okay.
You know, for years. Yeah, they only showed the back nine, so. And I can't even remember what year they started showing the front nine, and obviously not.
Now they have cameras on every hole.
Well, yeah, I mean, they always did, I mean, but again, they just didn't televise it, you know, so, yeah.
Great, but with the Masters, you know, many tradition involved with it, including yesterday, they had the Champions Dinner, where Mr. Hideki Matsuyama, the winner of last year's Masters, got to pick out the menu and him.
Yeah, pretty cool tradition. And then all the former champions go have dinner, and it's private, no phones. You know, they give speeches and stories. It's a pretty cool event, man.
Pretty cool. I'm just looking at the menu, and it's pretty good. I mean, Japanese food, of course, since that's where Matsuyama's from. With appetizers, assorted sushi.
You're really gonna read the menu? All right, let's hear some of these pronunciations.
The pronunciation.
I know you're the king of that.
Samshimini Nigari.
Nigiri.
Yokotori chicken skewers.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then miso glazed black cod.
Mm-hmm.
It was a broth, so soup.
Yeah.
Miyazaki Wagyu.
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 Wagyu beef. That's a very, very, very tasty, very expensive beef. It's very delicious.
Wagyu beef.
I've had it a couple times.
Beef ribeye with mushrooms, vegetables. And then for dessert was the Japanese strawberry shortcake.
Oh, yeah. Like the dessert, sweet tooth.
Fluffy sponge cake with whipped cream and strawberries.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, cool.
Pretty good menu there. Then also the par 3 contest was supposed to be back here, but the rain has been really heavy at Augusta.
Yeah, they suspended play. It was on a little bit. I don't know if they declared an official winner, but I didn't really watch too much of it.
Can't remember. I don't even think I ever watched the par 3 contest. And is that on like a whole separate course they have there?
Yeah, it's a par 3 course. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I got a chance to walk that back in 2005. It was really neat. You could walk it while the tournament was going on. So I mean, there was so much to take in. I can't believe that was 17 years ago. I was there 17 years ago. It's unbelievable.
17 years ago, that was the one where Tiger won.
Tiger won, and it was Jack Nicklaus's last Masters he played. Yeah, so I got to see that.
Went to a big one.
Huh?
Went to a very big
one. Yeah, it was a very... That's why I mean, if I get the opportunity to go back, I'm going. But, I mean, that one was so huge. I was there for 4 days. Most people get to go one day. And, yeah, it was super cool. The best golf experience of my life, really. And not even swinging a club.
Yeah, he lived the life, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
He does. He lives the life, folks. Goes to the Masters, four right days.
On. Right on.
World Series, the NBA Finals.
I only went to one NBA Finals.
I'm just saying you went.
Yeah, well, I bought the tickets, yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Yeah. Come on now. And the Cavs got smoked. That was in 2007. Went to game four. They got destroyed by the
San Antonio
Spurs. Yep.
Yeah. Just, you know, can't wait this weekend. Of course, we'll have our Masters, you know, recap of it the day of on Sunday.
So you got Rahm, Zalatoris, and who's your third?
Kepka.
Okay, that's a good one. Kepka's not bad. I don't like him, but good pick.
Okay. Yeah, and then yesterday I did get a chance to go out on the course yesterday in the local area of Broadview Heights, Ohio, at Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
I would say it was nice getting out there. Shot a 101, which is, say, decent.
So what's your split? What was the split?
It was 100.
What was the split?
Oh, 49 front, 52 in the
49,
back.
49, 52. Okay.
Had a couple bad shots on the back. One went in the water.
Hmm.
But it was just good to get out there. But
yeah.
Love all the golf talk, but I know some of you are probably falling asleep already if you're not picking the golf, but we'll get into the exciting part.
What do you mean? What do you mean? The Masters is exciting. We don't care. I don't care what they think. How many followers do we have anyway? 3?
200.
200? Yeah. All right. My bad. I'm sorry, followers.
All right. You see?
Oh, okay.
And so let's get into the final four and the championship game. We'll go into Duke versus UNC because that was a game where stayed up, and it was back and forth the whole time. Coach K's very final game, and UNC fought hard, and they were able to pull away the victory.
Yeah, I was dead wrong on both my predictions. I thought Villanova was going to win. I thought Duke was going to win. It was a complete opposite, so what do I know?
It was just great, you know. It's just kind of, like, nice to see for, like, some sports fans just seeing just Coach K go down to his arch rival for, like, a second time in a big game.
What do you mean it was nice to see? It was nice to see for... From just a UNC perspective.
Yeah,
right?
UNC are just... I think just Duke's kind of like the Yankees or the Lakers. That team that is known for just winning.
Mm. Okay.
And then the national championship game between Kansas and UNC. Very late game. Wasn't able to stay up for all of it. But I remember the first half was a pretty good half. Kept it close. And then UNC jumped out to like a 15-point lead towards the end.
Well, it was in the first half. They were up 15 at half. They were 15 points at halftime. So, yeah, they didn't keep it close. And then Kansas chipped away, and they pulled away in the end. But UNC still had two opportunities that they kind of blew to tie it up. I think Love took a real big deep shot, and then I think they were trying to get it to, what is it, Manic? After they were going to foul Duke and the guy stepped out of bounds, so they gave it to him again to a chance to tie it up, and Manic sort of tumbled in the corner, and I can't remember who took the last shot, but yeah, it was good. I mean, I'm not a big Kansas fan, so I didn't, you know. It was a good game, I guess, but, you know.
Did you stay up for all of it, or?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
I think it was a 12-minute mark at the second half. I fell asleep.
Mm.
I couldn't stay up for all of it. I had a long day at work on Monday.
Oh, okay.
You know what happens? I wish I stayed up for all of it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's amazed. Thought you would be the one sleeping, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I saw the end.
Yeah. But I would give credit to the way that UNC had a good season under Hubert Davis's very first season as head coach.
Yeah, they totally overachieved. I mean, you know, they beat Duke in the big game, the big, you know, last
coach
game of Cameron.
Yeah.
The tickets were going ridiculous amount, $5,000, you know. And they took them out in the Final Four. So, yeah, it was a very, real good season for UNC.
And sticking with basketball, moving over more towards the NBA and the Cavaliers, and coming off two tough losses, one against Philadelphia back on Sunday.
Yeah, well, Philadelphia, that was a pretty good game. And, you know, they just, I mean, you know, Philly went to the line 40-some times. So, you know, the refs missed a call. The refs missed a blatant out-of-bounds call in that game where the pass was, I mean, it was someone on the left side of the court. They threw it across. It didn't get within 2 feet of anybody's hands, and they gave it to Philly. And, you know, and then last night, actually, AJ and I watched the second half, and they just looked gassed.
They,
I mean, they
are.
They're just limping to the finish, and I don't expect them. I mean, even if they keep the 7 seed, maybe they can pull off a victory. I don't know if they're going to play Atlanta or the Nets, but, you know, maybe they can get out of the play-in. I think that's the best they're going to do. But I don't see it.
I still see it staying in the play-in. I know Chicago's getting banged up, too. They got
they're definitely staying in the play-in. They're not going up. I mean, it's either going to be 7-8, or I'm not sure they can fall to 9 because they have a game-and-a-half lead, but you never know. Yeah, they're just gassed. They, you know, everybody's banged up, so we'll see.
So, yeah, we might see some Jared Allen or Evan Mobley in the next two games as a possibility, but I kind of highly doubt it. I would kind of rest them until the play-in. Because, I mean, it is a tough schedule with going up against Brooklyn and Milwaukee to finish off the season.
Yeah, I don't think either one would play against Brooklyn. We'll see what happens if Milwaukee's if Milwaukee's going to be sitting people and they need the game to be 7 or 8 or something like that. So, yeah, we'll see.
All right, folks.
They're limping.
Yeah. But hey, they're still finding their way through.
Yeah.
All right, folks. It's now time for...
What are you doing, Drunky?
Drunky of the Week. Wait, you want to go first, or...
I don't have one, so
you know,
I'm going to take a pass. I forgot.
You know what? Rain check, you'll have one on Sunday because someone on the Masters.
Sure.
You're going to like this story I found on Fox 8 last week.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I bet. It's a golf story.
Oh, is it?
But the police found a car at Arrowhead Golf Course in North Canton after a woman reported the crash. So, a car. Not a golf car, a car on a golf course. And it took place at 1:30 a.m. in the morning was when the police arrived.
Oh.
I'm guessing whoever was driving the car, obviously not sober, was on something. But it's just something I would never really think to see to happen on a golf course. And it didn't happen, by the road or anything.
Okay, so...
By the course.
Tell me the story again. Some woman...
They found a car in...
She wasn't the one driving.
She wasn't the one driving.
She found a car at one in the morning?
At 1 a.m. at Arrowhead Golf Course.
What was she doing at the golf course at 1 a.m, this woman? Oh, you don't know? You didn't read the whole story?
I read it last week.
Oh, you have no retention?
Yeah.
Like, why did she call in at 1 a.m? What's she doing on a golf course? That's what I don't get at 1 a.m. That's what I don't understand.
Said.
After woman reports swimming.
It says the woman was unclear about on when, on where, or how the crash occurred.
Okay.
Doesn't say anything about where. I mean, there are houses.
So who's the drunk?
For the person who drove the car into the water.
Oh, okay. But it's not. You're not. It's not the woman.
It wasn't the woman.
Oh, okay.
They didn't know who the driver was.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
But just you know, finding it on a golf course, not by the parking lot or anything, just somewhere into a pond on the course.
Right. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Hmm. All right.
All right. And with that, folks, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of Pass the Mic Sports Talk. We'll have you all covered this whole week with the Masters and everything else. Also, opening day is tomorrow, too, for the Guardians. Take on the Royals, along with the rest of Major League Baseball. And we're still going to cover the Guardians. I know we've had our... I mean, I have my issues with them and ownership, but I like the move they make by having Jose Ramirez stay around for a while.
Right on.
And we'll be back on Sunday after the Masters to recap what happened and see who wins the ice cream bet. I'm pretty sure someone owes me some ice cream.
Okay. Oh, you're calling a win, huh? All right. We'll see.
See ya.
I
learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to fight! Kick it!